I did my show from Cleveland's Rock and Roll Hall of Fame when they opened to the public 18 years ago this week, and I was overwhelmed in a good way by the beauty of the building's architecture and the way they displayed pieces of rock and roll history. It's funny, I remember exactly how the display of John Lennon's flat-top guitar was lit in its display case. You know, it had those small white halogen spotlights that let you see every detail. I stood there for about an hour just staring at it, just thinking about how many hearts and ears were awakened by that Gibson J160E guitar. Really magical stuff.
If I fell in love with you, would you promise to be true?
John's flat-top Gibson was used on all of those early classic Beatles songs. And I'm staring at it. I really like the artwork drawings that John did on the wooden body of the guitar, but it was the fretboard and the pick marks and gouges on the wood and the tuning keys that really fascinated me. The strings looked like they hadn't even been replaced. This was really a holy grail moment, you know? I wished I had a time machine because this was taking me back to a time where there were no lasers or smoke machines or auto-tune or lip sync or twerking. Thank you. It was great. And because this was the first time John's guitar had been displayed, I felt like I got to lift the veil and get kind of a glimpse into John's soul. He had this guitar for a very long time, and in this age of technology where you can simulate and manipulate anything, I was looking at something that was a part of keeping the human element, where music sounds like people, people playing real instruments. I mean, George Martin and the Abbey Road crew got some marvelous results from that J160E guitar. That guitar alone is worth the trip to Cleveland.